remember anyway from it is that we were gold master for System 7, so this is like the night before the final release.
Yes.
And we had we were going over everything, and we got a call from the legal department telling us that we had to take one of the sounds out of the control panel. It was called xylophone. And, so we went back as a team and we went, well, first of all, we don't want to take the sound out. And second of all, what's the problem here? And the problem was that Apple had an agreement with the Beatles, never to, that the Mac wouldn't do music, right? And so we went back and it's like, well, we don't want to delay the thing and everything. And shoot, we ought to figure out something else. So I don't remember who came up with the sound, but, or with the name. But anyway, we decided that we would call it Sosame. And so we told the lawyers, okay, we changed it. And they looked at the control panel. They didn't see xylophone anymore, so that was okay. And so they believed there was this thing, Sosame. And it wasn't until probably a year later that we all admitted it was, so sue me. That's what I remember. Oh, and there was
I
one other
love
one.
that.
We had a for
I
the
told my students that years ago. I
on
heard
the
that.
On the
This is
original
the
Mac, when we were trying to
band.
change the sounds, like the boot sound and stuff. So we were trying different things, and we wanted a sound that did uplifting, which was that current boot sound. And then we decided we should have all new desktop sounds, of which Sosumi was one of them. But the other one, so we did an engineering.
Sosumi.
Everybody could compete for a sound. And there was one called Quack, you may
I
recall.
remember the quack.
Quack.
I remember
That
that.
was a guy named Dave Feldman,
Quack.
who was on the engineering team, and he was responsible for all the code that made the visible icons, the icons appear at your desktop. And he won this thing. It was like Quack. But Sosumi was the best one.
I
It was
love
like.
that. I just love it. I look Kalunk. There's one that goes Kalunk. I remember the first Mac I bought back in 80, brought it in my classroom back in 82 or 83. Oh, it was like heaven, because I had the Apple IIe. We won the first grant back in 80. Oh,
I
gosh.
remember those days.
81, 82. It was 80. No, it was 89. It had the Macintosh. It had the first Mac.
Yeah, because
84
is when that was released.
Yeah, that was something.
And I joined Apple
You guys are such geniuses.
in 89.